We as humans are no different. We are part of the same divine plan. So you were put on the planet to achieve a particular purpose, and along with that comes certain skills and talents and interests that will help you manifest that purpose as well. So once you tap into that way of thinking, yes, the universe opens up and you start to realize possibilities and you start to recognize value that was there all the time, but you just weren't aware of it.
Okay. Myself, I can talk, and you know, people are always telling me, you just fell into it. Right. Here you get paid to talk, and I'm like, yeah, pretty much I did fall into it, and it worked out for me, but yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's not just the only thing, because I've also just learned, for those of you who are listening to the radio right now, that...
here we go.
I promised you this.
Yeah, yeah.
That Harry is a world-class underwater photographer, and you've actually gotten requests from people. You've put some of your work online and gotten requests from people.
I'm actually going to be in a book now, yeah.
You're going to be in a book, and people are actually requesting your work and paying you for it, or offering to pay you for it.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of thing. Once you realize that 9 times out of 10, something that you enjoy doing, something that you would do, even if there was no money involved,
exactly,
has value for other people that other people recognize. And it's those sort of light bulb moments that go on for people where someone says, hey, that's a great photograph. You know, how much? And if you realize the question is usually that's a great photograph, how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
So people inherently recognize that there is, in order for them to get the thing that you have just created, that there has to be some exchange of value. So it's not a great leap. To go from doing something as a pastime to doing something for money, because people recognize that there is an exchange of value going on, and they'll be willing to pay for it.
Now, for most people, is it safe to say that don't quit your day job before the other thing gets rolling pretty well? I mean, there's a lot of people that I'm sure have wheels going in their mind right now, and they're thinking, wow, yeah, well, I could quit my day job and do this too.
I have two answers for that.
Okay.
From my own experience, I quit my day job before. Well, okay. It was sort of a very short transition.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that different people have different personality types, and there are some people, if as long as they know that they have a back door, meaning that supplemental paycheck coming in from their regular 9-to-5 job,
mm-hmm,
they'll never give their passion-centered business the appropriate and necessary level of commitment that it deserves and that it needs in order to be successful.
Yeah.
Some people can. A lot of people can't. So in my case, I couldn't. So what I did, I jumped out on my own with no savings, you know, no real plan, and forced myself up against the wall to rise to the level of commitment that was necessary to make my business successful. And it didn't work initially. I went through a lot of ups and downs.
Okay.
Actually got, you know, evicted from my apartment a couple of times.
Wow. Yeah.
I tell that story not to scare people, but just to let them know that there are
some... A little reality check,
right,
yeah.
Right,
okay.
Some, but the other side of that is, again, if you can find the level of commitment that's necessary in order to make your business, your passion-centered business successful, then yes, maybe you may want to hang on to one, transition into the other, or maybe just keep both of them going. There's no reason necessarily that you have to.
Yeah.
Some people like what they do on the 9-to-5.
Me, yeah.
I hated it, so I was looking for the first opportunity to jump out on my own.
Yeah.
But for other people, that pressure of having, you know, your landlord knocking on your door, knowing that you have your CUC bill to pay or whatever, is sometimes the motivation that you need in order to really commit yourselves to making that business work. So I could answer both ways, but I personally prefer burning bridges.
Okay. But now, in all fairness, you did have some income rolling in from your side things before you quit your engineering job, right?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Yeah. So.
But what I didn't have was the full understanding of what that meant. Meaning, when I was matching my civil engineering income with my first book,
yeah,
I thought that I was running a successful side business.
Okay.
But I wasn't. It wasn't until I quit my job and jumped and had the side business sustain me fully that I realized I wasn't making
not quite enough. Huh? Yeah.
Not that it wasn't enough, but I wasn't making the decisions. Wasn't making sound decisions to keep it profitable. So after a while, it tanked. And when I didn't have the 9-to-5 to support it, then things became very clear that I wasn't really doing, you know, the right thing. So yes, I did have the side business, but I still had to go through that process of actually learning specifically what it took to keep a business running full time. And that couldn't have happened until I had quit my 9-to-5 job.
Okay. Now, the good thing about you going through this learning process and going through the ups and downs and a few failures along the way is that you kind of turned this into a how-to for other people that want to do it.
Right, exactly. I've learned a lot of things about marketing, about internet marketing, about discovering your value, about how to encourage people to find unique ways of marketing their passion. So I created something I call the Passion Profit Philosophy and Formula, which is a four-step process for helping people, one, discover their purpose in life, two, figuring out the passion that can support it, and three, creating a product or service that they can market, and then four, marketing it for profit. So there are four P's: purpose, passion, product, and profit. And the first step is important. It's based on the belief that everyone is here for a particular reason. This is not just a random excursion here, you know, for us to make somebody else wealthy, but we're here for a particular purpose. There's something that we can contribute to the world and a particular reason that we are here. So the first thing that I help people understand is what their purpose is. Why are you here on the planet? That's the operative question. What is the value that you're here to provide? And that can fall into one of four categories. And as you listen to this, ask yourself which one of these four resonates with you. You could be a creator, and if you're a creator, you're someone who's an artist, let's say, or a musician, someone who's here, a writer, someone who's here, a dancer, someone who's here to create something that didn't exist before.
Okay.
Or you could be a savior. If you're a savior, then the operative word in your life and your experience is healing and fixing. Mm-hmm. Are you the sort of person who's always healing people, healing systems, healing relationships, fixing things, or an inventor of sorts? Or you could be a guru. A guru is a teacher. So, and then you could be a guide. And to give you an example of guide, I usually turn to examples like Martin Luther King or Gandhi, someone, or politicians in general, who have a view of a better society and are interested in moving us as a whole towards that better society, guiding us in that direction. So are you a creator, a savior, a guru, or a guide? And these are not written in stone. It's basically just to give you a beginning template to sort of categorize what it is your possible purpose here is on the planet. So creator, savior, guru, or guide. So once you establish that, then your next step is to figure out what your passion is. What is it that you enjoy doing? What is it that you love doing? What is it that people have recognized that you have value contributing, but you may not have recognized yourself? What is it that people say, are you good in fashion? You know, wow, you always look so well put together, Harry. Can you give me some fashion tips? I'll pay you for it.
Really wouldn't mind it, Paul.
So what is it? What is your passion? What is the thing that you enjoy doing? And 9 out of 10 times what you'll find is that your passion helps you fulfill your purpose. There is a divine order to this whole game we're playing, and okay. There is a reason why you have a particular talent and interest and skill, because it's going to help you manifest the purpose that you were put here on the planet to do. So you figure out your purpose, you figure out your passion, and then your next step, and I'll take a step back. There's a whole lot of questions that you can ask, a lot of exercises that you can do that I've also written about that can help people discover what their purpose is and what their passion is. So this is not something you have to do on your own. I've actually gone through, I guess my engineering background has me very anal when it comes to being specific.
Step by step.
So, and then the next step is figuring out what your product is. What is it, or your service? What is going to be the physical manifestation of your passion, such the thing that you are going to trade with the world for the things of value that you like? Because that's essentially what this is about. You're going to come up with something of value, trade it with the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is going to reward you in the form of money or favor or whatever it is.
But Or their services.
Yeah. But it's an exchange of value, and money is just a means of that exchange. So you figure out what your product is going to be, and then you market it for profit. And that can involve advertising. It can involve setting up a website. But there are steps that you can take to set up your business and to launch it to make a profit from your business. And that is essentially what I teach and what I coach and what my book, Turn Your Passion Into Profit, is all about, to help people through. And that's the short version. Usually I do 3-hour workshops to go through this entire process in detail, but that is it in a nutshell. But it also represents just a different way of thinking about why you're here. One of the first things that people usually ask themselves when they start moving into the workforce is, what kind of job can I get? And I'd like to help people change that internal conversation. Instead of what kind of job can I get, who is going to pay me, or what pays more, or what's a good industry to get in right now, it's a different question. What do I love to do? What's my purpose? What would fulfill me as a human being to be able to contribute? Not just, you know, what makes the most money. And what you'll find also a lot of times, if you do this right, the thing that you actually enjoy doing can actually be much more profitable than any paycheck that you can get from somebody. Because again, if you are working for somebody else, you're part of their dream. And in order to make it profitable for them, you cannot be the highest paid person in in that business plan. So
chances are they're going to pay you just what they have to keep you on. Yeah.
It's the saying, just enough to keep you from quitting.
That's right. Right. Well, Walt, there's a lot of people out there that have probably tried various things before. And, you know, you mentioned websites. And I know of, I don't know how many people that have said, you know what, boy, there's money to be made on the internet. I can make a fortune. I'm going to set up this website. And they've done it. And they've kind of flopped. And it hasn't really gone anywhere. They haven't made any money. And there are steps that probably were left out in that process.
Right. Wow, that's a whole nother 3-hour workshop.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is there's a lot more to it than just simply saying, okay, I'm going to do this. take the time to learn how to do it right if you're going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is a process involved. In fact, one of the things I teach also is